that would force the administration to unfreeze foreign aid. In response to a lawsuit, the Pentagon has specified more of what it plans to do under the executive order that would effectively ban transgender people from the military.
Sadly, what's going to happen, though, is the military will lose some highly qualified people who are performing admirably, perhaps not necessarily in direct combat roles, but in roles in cyber and roles in support and roles in intelligence gathering. And these are highly qualified people that are now being asked to step aside.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland. President Trump meets today with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports Starmer is concerned about how the war in Ukraine will end.
European countries have discussed putting forth essentially reserves of troops to make sure that there's lasting peace in Ukraine. They want to make sure that there are some U.S.-backed security guarantees for Europe as well.
Filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola calls Gene Hackman one of the great all-time actors. Hackman, a two-time Oscar winner, was found dead in his New Mexico home. He was 95. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Hackman has called New Mexico home since the 1980s, but it was nearly 1,000 miles away in Hollywood, where he became a fixture on the screen for decades, playing a range of characters as diverse as the plots of his dozens of films, including a hard-charging New York City cop, a demure surveillance expert, an inspiring basketball coach.
Jimmy, they're going to be expecting you to take the last shot. We're going to use you as a decoy.
And even Superman's nemesis.
Lex Luthor, the greatest criminal mind of our time.
Along with Hackman, authorities found the bodies of his wife and their dog and say no foul play was involved. New heights are in store for singer Katy Perry. She is set to be aboard the next Blue Origin suborbital space flight, along with CBS's Gail King and Lauren Sanchez, the fiancé of Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos and three others, all women, a first. Wall Street, the Dow's up 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. A fatal fire in Kenosha started in a camper parked in a driveway. It spread to a nearby home on 14th Avenue before being put out. A man inside the camper was found dead. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss is commenting about his current status with the president. At a recent press event in Madison, Voss said that despite his past differences, he and Trump are on good terms. Trump tried to assist with a recall against Voss. Wisconsin is joining a national effort to test dairy cows for bird flu. The USDA's national milk testing strategy aims to monitor and prevent the spread of bird flu in the state's dairy industry. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will the Packers make a trade? I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. The mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. High school basketball tonight. Westosha Central Falcons invading Waterford, taking on the Wolverines. Pregame 6:30, tip off at 7. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry. Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for. Just a little bit.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Congratulations to everybody who won tickets to see Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon and the Association. Together, one show tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Genesee Theater. Tickets still available. And I'll see you there, along with Scott Slater, Janet Hansen, Betsy Perez, and Joe Caliendo. All of us going to be there, hanging out, and enjoying all the great tunes with Peter Noon and the Association with WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I owned a heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return.
Ricky, Bob. This one from the summer of 69. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Keep on marching on. to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, beat goes on, so does the news. So an update now is in order from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fire that killed a man in Kenosha Tuesday night started in a camper. That camper was parked in a driveway of a home on 14th Avenue near 47th Place. Flames started to spread to the adjacent home by the time fire crews got there, with the people in the home able to get out. The man in the camper was found dead. An investigation continues into what started that fire. Despite canceling data center plants elsewhere in the country, Microsoft is reaffirming its Racine County commitment. The tech company has scaled back elsewhere, but in a recent statement, they say they're still on track with the $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. They own about 2,000 acres of land in the village. There are also plans for a Kenosha data center, but not as large. Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states. The coming parade of planets is explained at the Racine County Eye website. Stargazers have something to gaze at tomorrow night with an alignment not often seen. Go deeper and find out more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
WRJN. The song just, well, let me put it this way. Go ahead. If you're at work, just take a 2 minute and 23 second break with the Beach Boys.
Timeless hits,
WRJN, headed back to the British invasion era for the Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
the Beat Boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. All this week, Don Rosen has been giving away tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy guy, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on August 7th. So congratulations to everybody who's won tickets from the guy who just hands them out willy-nilly. Don Rosen is his name. Mornings on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Rose, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That was the first big hit for the Beatles in the States in 1964. I remember because all the girls in sixth grade went crazy over that song.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurts.
hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Thank you.